Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rodents of unusual size.
This is so creepy how he says that. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Craig Evans with us. Mr. Skin a little later on. Later this week, Jimmy Pardo is going to be in the studio on Friday. Steve Zahn's a scratch as of now.
Yes.
I like Steve Zahn, too. That sucks.
Paulie Shore's going to call.
Oh, Paulie's going to call, yeah.
Calling you lately?
No. After he
usually has some harebrained scheme.
And that was what that was. I talked to him a couple of times. Like I said, the most surreal time when I was in the waiting room of my car dealer getting my car fixed. And he calls me on my cell because Puss gave him my number. And I'm walking around looking at people, looking at cars, and I hear Paulie Shore's over here going, "Dude, what are you doing?" You know, he's got something going on, but he's going to call. He's got a couple of things. Yeah. He's got a movie out. Paulie Shore Stands Alone. It's a documentary about his life, and they say it's really good.
Yeah, he's doing a new podcast as well.
Podcast, yeah.
And we're also talking to Rob Corddry.
Paulie's going to be in town coming up, too, in the fall. Rob Corddry.
Yeah.
I love Rob Corddry.
Yep. New season of Ballers on HBO this weekend, I believe.
All right. And Craig Evans in the house.
Not that you're not a heavy hitter or anything, but if Paulie's running ideas by you, it's probably one that's not going to fly.
Well, he wants. Yeah, well, it was one of those situations where, you and me are the kind of guys that run ideas around other people. So I'm not going to take care of this for him.
No.
You know, you should be talking to Puss. You talk to my boss. This is their job. I've had enough of that recently, and it's an inside thing. But no, we are the so-called talent. I'll use the word so-called talent. I don't do this stuff, Paulie. I'll help you out, but you help you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He was trying to arrange a show, or he wanted me to help out. I said, no, you do the show. I'll help broadcast it for you.
Right, I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who to call, we'll host something
for
you.
We'll host it for you, right?
That's what we do.
Yeah. Pretty sure that fell through, too. Colleen said that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, because we're not the guys to put together details.
No, we just show up. Puss knows that.
Of whatever it is you do.
Puss just, he herds us in the right direction when we show up at events.
Yeah.
And then for Puss, we'd be lost.
Sit here, do this, hold the mic while I impersonate a horse.
Exactly. Right. That was great.
And then we have other people who bring the...
Let's just let that lay there. Sit here while I impersonate a horse.
They bring the broadcast equipment.
They do it. We show up, right.
And other people are liaisons to the particular client we're working for.
It's always fun talking to Paulie, though. He's an interesting character.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Born on this date, however, dead now, brewery founder Adolphus Busch.
Oh, thank you, Busch.
Busch.
Yeah, we can thank that dude, man.
Didn't
that dude,
they?
Dude supplied a lot of buzzes in our lives.
Meet in the bar. You've seen the commercial, haven't you?
Oh, that's a great commercial. Yeah.
It's Mr. Anheuser meeting Mr. Busch.
That's right. You got your Anheuser in my Busch. I think that's what they say.
Yeah, something like that.
They fell to the ground.
Busch was the beer of choice in high school.
Yeah, I drink Busch. I Busch Light. I see it around a lot now, and I'll just. I was at a party recently, and there was a bunch of stuff in it was Coors Light, Bud Light, and Busch Light. And I chose the Busch Light. I said, I love Busch Light.
Was this on a college campus?
It felt like it, yeah. It did. It sounds
what
like
frat house were you at?
It sounds like a college campus, right. But I'm not usually invited to those anymore.
Only if you're the basketball coach.
Yeah.
Can you go hang out at a frat party.
Or if you're the dad of one of the guys in the frat, maybe you can go.
Well, the frat parties get super rapey sometimes.
Yeah, they do. They do. You know, these frat parties are.
It was super rapey in there.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Those frat parties.
Yeah, walking around looking like Tyler does.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. My only exposure to frat parties is Animal House.
Yeah. No, well, that's how they all were.
Okay.
Minus the that much fun.
Minus the fun. Yeah, that's what they all were.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Most of the ones I went to were fun. They were just drinking.
Oh, yeah. Just parties, yeah. Yeah.
It was the day days before it got super rapey.
Yeah, yeah.
North Korea says the U.S. risked nuclear war Sunday with their live fire drill. U.S. and South Korean forces took part in a rare drill as a show of force after North Korea's ICBM test last week. North Korea state-run newspaper Rodong warned the U.S., quote, "Don't play with fire on a powder keg."
Whatever Dong says. They call it the Dong.
The Rodong.
The Daily Dong. That's probably what that is. It's probably a daily, right? Or is it a weekly Dong?
I can't answer
lucky,
that.
If you're lucky, it's a weekly Dong.
Well, it's state-run media, so they put it out whenever the hell
the
they
Dong
want.
The Dong shows up when it shows up.
Yep.
Right. They publish when they're told to publish.
That's right.
And you'll believe it. Every word of it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. A group of nuns in Pennsylvania wants to block a pipeline. They want to put a chapel up along the planned route. The nuns belong to the Adorers of the Blood of Christ.
Jesus, that's pretty hardcore, huh?
It is.
Adorers of the Blood of Christ.
Yeah.
Man.
Adoring Christ if
just
you're
the blood.
Inclined. But,
are they nun vampires? It sounds like nun vampires.
Why would you adore his blood?
I don't know.
That means he's dead.
Well, that has to happen.
He died for your sins.
Oh, that's right.
And if they are vampires, does Abraham Lincoln hunt them?
I hope so.
So they're opposed to this 183-mile pipeline for environmental and religious reasons.
Move the church somewhere else.
Get out of the way. We got business to do.
That's what they're saying.
Praise the Lord.
That's what they're saying. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission wants to seize the nuns' land through eminent domain. They say the nuns are giving a blatant attempt to impede pipeline construction. We don't want it here.
Pipeline's coming your way, nun.
We don't want it here. So, that's exactly what we're doing. And NASA's Juno spacecraft will be getting the closest look ever at Jupiter's giant red spot today.
Yeah, it's hovering right over the... It's a giant storm.
I saw a great tweet the other day because, Pence went and delivered, he hung out at NASA. He's in charge of hitting the Mars or rocking Uranus, one of the two. But he put the thing about putting a hand on something and said, don't touch. That's hilarious. It says, do not touch this piece of obviously some spacecraft. And he has his hand right on it. That's just stupid. I don't have no problem with that. But somebody said that, did anybody at NASA say, hey, can we still say that Earth is... This is billions of years old. We have to say it's 6,000 now. Because that guy's a freak, man.
Yeah.
He's a freak. He's in charge of us going to Mars. Now, granted, NASA's in charge, but he's the vice president don't get much to do. They say, hey, you can do this.
Did Pence know?
I wish Pence was the president, actually.
Very much about the slave colony, the kids we got working away at Mars.
No, he hasn't said anything about
that. Exactly?
But basically they said, does he know that you probably NASA and Pence disagree on pretty much everything?
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Good chance of that.
I found myself, I guess not really defending Pence, but he won't be in another, have another woman in the room unless his wife is there.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a lot of people feel that way. But it's not because of Pence reasons. It's because of this. This is a business situation. Let's say that there's a business meeting scheduled, and there's one of those people who likes to blow the sexual harassment whistle a lot.
Well, then if you knew that ahead of time, you don't meet with those people.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have somebody else there.
So if it's just you and that person in the room, are you uncomfortable?
Well, you know what? I
would be.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm We've talked about this before. You and I recently had to do something where we were around some young ladies that work here, and we were like on our best behavior, and we were doing something pretty freaky.
Yeah.
And I just know nowadays just to keep my mouth shut,
And you have to.
But I'm not defending Pence at all. I'm not defending anybody that way. If you're a professional boss and you know what you're doing, you can be alone with anybody and do it right. And if they cry wolf, who's going to believe you? Nobody's going to believe the wolf crier. Especially
yeah, they do.
Especially if she has a history. No, if she's got a history.
Yeah,
don't
but she
in that.
Doesn't necessarily have a history. But you might be the beginning of that history.
But are you telling me if you're a real boss, you're not firing somebody? Because when you fire somebody, HR has to be there. But if it's just you and that person, and you are telling that person they're doing a bad job, you have to be able to do that in private.
You have to.
So you can't be a puss and say, bring somebody in every time.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
No, even the person.
But Pence is about because he's afraid of grabbing ass. That's why, and drinking.
Blows the whistle a number of times, still gets the benefit of the doubt.
In certain companies, they shouldn't, though.
But they do.
They do.
And they have to, just in case they're right once.
Yeah, so, because of that environment now, a lot of people are uncomfortable being unaccompanied with some chick.
We're assuming all girls are that way, and they're not.
No,
they're not. I mean, they're not. I mean, most women are not like that. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah, I'm not saying most of them are, but all you need's one.
But Pence, by the way, that was one other thing about that tweet. The thing said, do not touch this. He's literally touching it right below the sign. And they said, this is also why he's not allowed to go to dinner with the girls. That was it.
All right, here's my problem with the whole thing.
What, him touching that?
First of all, So he touched the thing that says, don't touch this.
And right there, it says that. Not touch
Big
this.
Big sign.
Right.
Big sign.
Big sign.
Was it like I was watching Spaceballs yesterday. It says, emergency stop, do not ever use.
Right.
Was it one of those kind of things?
No, a sign says, do not touch this.
Yeah, don't touch this. Ever, you moron.
Right.
And so he touched it. And then NASA came out and said, we're going to clean it anyway, whatever.
After the fact, right, yeah. And he said, Pence released him, Rubio dared me too, because Rubio's in the photo also.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have a problem with that. It was just stupid. I get it. He touched it. But I love the fact that they aligned that to basically, that's why he's not allowed to have dinner with anybody.
That is funny.
Do not touch that strange lady's boobs
at dinner. Right. He says that we are going to put American boots on the face of Mars.
Yeah.
Not the ass of Mars?
Face.
Okay.
Of Mars.
The face is on Uranus.
Right, because boots on the ass of Mars would be an abomination.
Yeah.
Be against his religion.
But Mars has only been here a couple weeks, he thinks, according to his calculation. If the Earth's only been here for 6,000 years.
I remember when Mars built that place.
And Uranus has been around for a while, Craig.
Oh, right.
Right. I remember when those slave kids built that place. Those kids did a good job building Mars.
They did. And now you can tip your Uber driver, apparently.
I don't want to, man. This is one of the things this is what makes me mad about this. I've been in an Uber before, and I've actually pulled out $5 or $10, $5, something like that, and handed it to the guy, because I'm so used to that from cabs.
It's just a reflex.
But I don't want to do it. I think Uber it costs money, and the guy gets a percentage of that, more than a cab driver. And they don't expect it. It's not part of their deal.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, they make money. They don't expect it. That was the whole reason Uber and Lyft started happening. Don't tip.
Because the tip is included in your transaction.
Right.
You know, that's on the app. That's you put your credit card in for.
Now there are preset amounts of $1, $2, or $5 tips or you can enter a custom tip.
Yeah, but when is that though? Because is that after the fact?
Yes. The driver rates when the driver rates the customer, which they have to do.
Yeah, I heard. I never rated anybody, but I'm a good
They
customer.
Will not know at that point in time if they have received a tip. So tipping will not impact the customer's rating.
That helps because some people that get bad Uber ratings, nobody picks them up because they're drunken idiots or something like that. And I get that, but you don't want to be just on somebody's S list because you didn't leave a dollar.
Yeah, this is not that.
All right, good.
This does not allow that.
Yeah, I don't know what my Uber rating is.
Neither do I. Can you find that out?
I've taken a total of...
I've taken like 6 Ubers.
2 Uber rides.
The only one I was really drunk in, and I just kept quiet because I realized that this guy doesn't want to hear my crap.
Oh, and a Lyft. I took one Lyft in Southern California.
All right. Is there an Uber rating? You can find out your own Uber rating?
I'm looking at my Uber app here.
Okay,
just to see if
you can find your own... You should be able to find out your own rating.
Oh, I am a 5-star writer.
I bet you are. That's what I call you.
Yeah. This is your average rating from drivers. Tap to learn more. All right, I'll learn more. I'm finding out things about myself this morning.
That's what we do to you. We tap to learn more.
Oh.
Yeah. Five is the best you can get.
That's because you just got in the car and kept your mouth shut and had a good time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Paid the guy, didn't take a swing at him.
Yeah. Didn't get in the front seat and start touching people or anything.
What's this do?
Didn't puke all over any place.
Nope.
All right. I got to figure that out then.
Didn't tell him to turn off his SE music.
No, there was a couple times I could have.
They ask you, though.
Yeah, I have limited experience in that.
I haven't done it a bunch of times myself, but enough, in which I like it.
Senator Chuck Schumer is now urging federal regulators to look into something that y'all talked about last week.
What was that?
Snortable chocolate powder.
Yeah, that's weird, man. Who's doing that?
Says he's worried that it could prove harmful and it is being marketed like a drug. In a letter on Saturday, the New York Democrat asked the Food and Drug Administration to investigate the use of caffeine in inhalable food products, such as this so-called Coco Loco.
Yeah, pretty sure somebody tried it over the weekend in our audience.
I think you're right.
Because they heard about it here.
Well,
we better try it.
He says there's too many unanswered questions about a product pitch under the innocent-sounding name of chocolate. Chocolate.
I would hope Schumer cut a few lines before he wrote that letter just to be educated on what he was talking
about. You're right.
Yeah.
It's not chocolate. It's not going to kill you, right? Ain't like coke or meth.
I can't answer that. They say it's marketed as chocolate. Who knows what else is really in there?
Can you snort it and live? Like it's just drinking a Red Bull?
Yeah, they said the story we were reading the other day said it was like it is like an energy drink. Gives you about a half an hour to an hour of like an energy boost.
All right.
We'll give it a try. You're going to give it a try later.
Is it losing
your
sphincter like poppers do? Push?
You ask that about everything.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, because you know the answer usually.
Does it cut it with baby laxative? And does it make
No, that's cocaine.
Make you poop right away?
That's I can't
you,
answer
that's
that.
That's cocaine, and you were the quickest pooper I ever saw.
By the way,
somehow I think if we got him some of this, it would still happen no matter what. It would just be a reflex.
Right. There's a bunch of blow in the war dogs, by the way.
I believe the phrase came out of the show Friday, and it started to catch on, I noticed, on Twitter.
Really? It did?
If you see an attractive woman, you say, I would eat the meth bag out of her ass.
I've noticed that.
Come up a couple of times on Twitter.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate compliment, ladies. Someone says that about you.
I'd eat the meth bag out of your... Well, yeah,
right.
We shouldn't have said that.
It used to
probably
be,
shouldn't have said that.
It used to be corn, now it's meth bag.
Meth bag's funner.
Yeah, it is.
More fun.
Funner.
Eddie Money.
Eddie Money, who's out with the cable guy in a couple shows.
Foghat.
Foghat's got some side gigs.
Has lost a lawsuit.
Now, are they switching up, is it Eddie Money and Foghat?
Foghat, Marshall Tucker Band, every show except for two shows, Eddie Money's filling in for Foghat.
There you go.
This is a weird lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Money has lost a lawsuit for wrongful termination against a gentleman named Glenn Simmons, Eddie Money's former drummer.
And that guy
he says that he was terminated incorrectly, wrongfully.
Recently?
Recently, I believe.
How do you fire a drummer?
God, band members are fired all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fired for no cause, especially if you're a hired gun.
Exactly.
He
says wrongful termination.
Yeah.
The California State Court refused to dismiss some of Mr. Simmons' claims.
You don't need HR to fire a band member. We've never been in a band, but I know a zillion bands. The guy shows up, you're out of the band. Then you left.
Yeah.
The suit is scheduled to go on trial in November. Money plans to appeal the decision. His lawyer says that Eddie is fighting for the rights of all musicians. The lawyer says, last I checked, there's still America, and artists have the right to decide who plays in their faceless backup band.
That's a great line.
Right.
Hell, nowadays there are famous bands that are faceless.
Money is claiming that after firing Simmons, the drummer sent him angry texts, complained on the social media, and threatened concert promoters. Simmons denied those claims and filed a wrongful termination lawsuit.
Well, I hope
that is going forward.
Does not affect the backyard barbecues of Cable
no,
guy.
No, because cable guy's learning to play drums, he says.
Foxworthy.
Yeah, all right.
How do you fire a drummer? That sounds like a setup.
It does.
Yeah, but that's you'd think that you just say, we got Ringo.
No, it's the same answer as how do you get an unpregnant.
Call Puss.
Call Puss, and he'll tell you how to fire a drummer.
How to get a Pennsylvania nun pregnant. Ask Puss that. Yeah. That came up in the story.
And earlier. How do you fire a
how
drummer?
How do you get a nun pregnant? Puss will tell you the answer. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.